Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the sound.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Got a lot of robotic.
All right, so
resonance.
Hi guys.
All right. Before we get started, of course we're gonna do. You ready?
I'm ready.
I mean, we can, you know, if you need to get something.
Whatever you want, man.
Okay.
Whatever you want to do.
So we're gonna do the dead celebrity careers dead.
Okay.
That's more fun.
Okay. I like that.
Because we get to make fun of people. Tone. Yeah, we get to make fun of.
As we do, as we tend to do.
Who were once possibly great and now they're nothing.
Okay.
Or
let's do it.
And that's something to poke fun, makes you feel better.
Ivan Reitman.
Correct.
That's weird.
Who is that?
He was the director of the first two Ghostbusters.
Okay.
Done. And countless other movies.
Hang on to that. We'll get to that. Here's...
Okay.
Here's... you have to guess who this is.
Kirsten Dunst.
No. But close.
Okay.
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 This show's gonna be huge. Okay. It's going to be huge. It's going to be the biggest show you've ever seen. It's going to be huge.
Okay.
You're fired.
Okay. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
I got it.
Wrong.
Mr.
Yep.
Donald Beverly Trump.
We would have also accepted the Donald Beverly Trump.
Okay. Okay.
But
I like that. I forgot he was at one point the Donald.
Right. He was the Donald.
I've never. If you go by Donald, you're not a cool guy.
Now he's just a Donald.
Now he's just that guy.
It's that guy with the weird hair.
Oh man, that guy.
So hey, welcome to the Black and Tan Show.
Hey-o.
We're doing this show for you guys again, once again, season two.
Thanks for having us back.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing with a friend.
Boom.
We're going to take you on a fun little journey here today.
It's all about you're fired.
Yeah, it's all about
It's not fired. All about that.
We've got Statman Dustin in the house. We've got Producer Adrian. We've got the whole game. We've got Saxton taking a nap.
Yeah.
Little Saxton.
Arf, arf.
What kind of dog is he again?
Motherfucker.
He's a Chiweenie.
Yeah.
He's a Chiweenie.
Oh, he's not just a Wawa?
He's
a Weenie?
He's a Wiener dog.
Okay.
A Chihuahua. Yeah.
I feel like I can respect him more.
The cutest
now.
Dog ever. We'll post a picture of him on one of our various social media outlets.
He's cute.
He is cute.
Like, so.
Yeah, sorry.
No, he's. We, let's no, do no, no. about Saxton. We could,
I mean,
we could. He's that cute.
He's a cute fellow.
We don't have Producer Adrian's wife,
hey, that's
Dory,
what,
in here.
That's what Tyga said to that chick he sent the dick pics to. Woo! Sorry.
All right, which way do you want to go?
Sorry. I can bring. We can go anywhere.
Let's go, Donald.
I'm looking for you to take us.
Let's go, Donald.
I'm just going to. I can work with whatever.
I'm jumping the gun. Let's go, Donald. Because, I mean, you know, if you've been paying attention to what this guy's been saying lately,
yeah,
it's not good for him. Not good for the.
You mean his love of America? Is that what you hate about him?
His love for Mexicans.
He loves Mexicans.
It's his dislike for Mexicans.
Have they pulled the person yet to like? You know, they're like, well, he loves Mexicans. Look, he loves. This one Mexican lady says it. He loves Mexicans. Yeah. He loves Mexicans.
She's on payroll.
I love when they do that.
I just wanted to bring up, because I just found out about this today. I guess this might have been, I don't know when this was ago. This was, I think, a couple of years ago. Donald Trump got into a Twitter war with Modern Family, a writer for Modern Family. I love the title.
I can't wait until I'm big enough to get in Twitter feuds.
I know,
Twitter
right?
Wars.
Just beefing on Twitter, in the Twittersphere. Awesome. The title of it is Donald Trump Gets Into Twitter War with Modern Family Writer. Is obliterated.
Yeah. Oh, you gotta watch that one.
It's like, what? Okay, so I just want to read a couple of these. They're pretty fucking funny. So Trump starts it off. He says, I've been warning about China since as early as the 80s. No one wanted to listen. Now our country is in real trouble. # time to get tough.
Ooh.
Danny Zucker. @ real Donald Trump. That's his Twitter name.
Okay.
Real, not fake. Don't go to fake Donald Trump. That's not him.
Or just Donald Trump. Probably his middle name's Jay. I'm sorry.
Is it Jay?
I think I said Beverly.
Sorry. The J stands for Jay.
I bet it's something cute like Justine. Probably. Like something that's like pretty.
Yeah.
Not just like commands authority, but that is also like looks good in an evening gown.
Do you want to go with Justine? Because we're going to find out by the end of the show, I have a feeling.
Okay.
I'm going to go with...
It's a name with a silent J.
Mm-hmm. Josef?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Javier.
I want to see his birth certificate.
Yeah, where's his birth certificate? Get it out here now.
Wasn't he like leading the charge of Obama not being born in the United States?
He's always leading an army of idiots, basically.
I know you will finish reading that, but I don't think he's backed down of that either.
Oh, no.
Like, he doesn't back down from shit.
That's one thing. Like, if you just look at it in a vacuum, he doesn't back down, which is, hey, you don't back down. That's kind of a good thing. But when you're not backing down from something that's completely ridiculous.
When you say off the wall shit.
Yeah.
We all say off the wall shit.
He just digs himself in and he keeps digging. So he said that about China. Our country's in real trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Danny Zucker, writer for Modern Family, says, Donald Trump. You've always been tough on China, sir. Particularly the children who make your shitty clothes.
I love the sir in there.
Yeah, I know, sir. Because it like throws up like, oh, here we go.
That he's sarcastic
probably reading
sir.
It, probably adjusted his tie as he was reading. Mm-hmm. You better call me sir, guy. And he has a picture of a Donald Trump shitty shirt with China on the tag. here's Trump's comeback.
Okay.
At Danny Zucker. That's his real Twitter name. Danny, you're a total loser! !
Yeah.
So
I mean,
got him.
Comeback.
In his in Trump's defense, he might be a loser. I don't know.
I can see him saying it too.
Doesn't he have Emmys and stuff?
You're a loser.
You're a loser. Okay, you're fired. I don't work for you. Okay, so Danny Zucker, he was probably just like, this is gonna be fish in a barrel here.
Oh yeah.
At real Donald Trump, your insults need work. Here's one I've been working on. Every picture you post of yourself is a dick pic.
That's good.
Nice.
That's good.
Oh, man. Donald comes back. This is when you just quit. Like, if you're Donald, you say, this guy is funnier than I am.
Yes.
I'm going to stop.
Yeah.
He comes back?
He comes back.
Of course, as only the Donald does.
He probably has people telling him, please, don't respond to him. No, I've got this guy. I've got him right where
I
want him.
You don't seem to know how Twitter works.
I'm letting him get close. I'm going to destroy him. I'm going to dump a truck full of money on him and suffocate him.
He's fired.
So Trump says, and then fire him. I can't resist hitting lightweight Danny Zucker verbally when he starts up because he is just so pathetic and easy. In parentheses, stupid.
Ooh.
Wow.
So here's Danny Zucker's reply. Donald Trump, since you're unable to manufacture decent comebacks, maybe you can outsource the job to China. Hashtag laugh out loud.
We did. We did. We did.
Hashtag Trumpelstiltskin. That could be the best hashtag I've ever
Trumple
seen.
Trumpelstiltskin.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, dude.
Don't tell me he responds to that.
He responds.
No.
Because, like, at this point, it's like, dude, is this just a death wish?
I'd be so excited for him to respond back.
Baby. He's probably like, this guy's not funny. I'll show him funny. Sir, please, no. All of his advisors, this is bad. This is a bad idea. Oh, I got this guy right here. I got him right here. Donald Trump says, lightweight Danny Zucker is too stupid to see that China and others is destroying the U.S. Economically, and our leaders are helpless. Sad. Danny Zucker's retweeting all of his tweets, by the
you
way.
You gotta do that.
So Danny Zucker comes back with, Donald Trump, I'm deaf too stupid to see how manufacturing your shitty clothes in China while you bloviate about them isn't hypocritical. I don't even know what that means. What is bloviate?
Bloviate means to... So, I don't know.
Okay.
Who am I, Statman?
So, this guy's using words that none of us know.
He's a writer, though.
He's a writer,
for
exactly.
For an Emmy Award-winning show.
Another reason not to fuck with him.
Yeah. Bloviate is to talk at length, especially in an inflated or empty way.
Okay.
Like filibustering.
Right. Filibustering about the clothing. About China. So, Trump comes back.
No, Trump.
No.
He says, he keeps coming back. Just tried watching Modern Family, written by a moron. Really boring. Writer has the mind of a very dumb and backward child. Sorry, Danny.
Ooh.
Backward.
Did he just fancy up retarded?
He didn't even, like, address the previous thing. He just... Oh, man. Okay, so Danny Zucker says, Donald Trump doesn't like the show I work on, but then we've never tested well with the racist, hypocritical, multiple bankruptcy demo.
Oh. Ooh.
Don't tell me he comes
Trump
back.
Comes back.
Oh, man.
You fucking, this is, what, this guy for president? It's like, we've got all the nukes pointed at us. No! Fuck them!
Oh, God.
Going to Canada right
all
now.
All you gotta say is sorry. Fuck it, sorry.
I know, all he wants is for you to wave at him. Nah, fuck that, he's fired! Trump says, he tags himself in this for some reason. Who on earth is Danny Zucker? A lightweight moron who only gets attention by attacking Trump.
Yeah.
Danny Zucker says, clearly the one thing Trump didn't inherit from his daddy was a thesaurus. Hashtag loser, hashtag dummy, hashtag lightweight.
Ooh, used his own shit against him.
I mean, Danny Zucker, bye for now, Donald Trump. I have a busy night of not grandstanding to put the wrong people to death in the Central Park mugging case.
Ooh, he just took up some real life shit right there.
Do you know
there.
What that was about?
Well, I mean, apparently he's trying to, you know, petition somebody to get killed for something stupid.
Right. I didn't even hear about it. Neil Kahn told me about it. It was like some I think black kids that were...
Some thugs.
Yeah, right. Some thuggish, ruggish...
bones?
Adolescents.
I was going to say, it was lazy over there, son?
But
man's in them.
They were accused of killing somebody, and then they found who really did it. And he was still, like, you know, grandstanding. They still did it. I think they did it, this and that. And, like I said, he doesn't back down.
Kind of like the same, like, with Obama, where he's like, I need to see a birth certificate. Exactly. And they're like, here's a birth certificate. Yeah, but I need to see a second one
with,
that's
like,
lit up behind.
The stamp, and I want to see some official documents.
Well, I think that Trump is just, you know, he's on his way out. Yeah. The way he, like, everything about him is just on the way out. It's kind of like, you know, 1%-y kind of, I get it because I'm allowed to get it. And letting people know, like, well, I'm doing this because I'm going to do it.
Yeah,
he's like,
exactly.
Whoa,
that's his reasoning. Here's his reasoning.
2015, Trump.
I have $5 billion, so I can say whatever I want. Whatever I say is correct.
But he doesn't know the power of, like, people.
Right.
Of Twitter.
Right.
Of Kickstarter. Like, let's start a campaign to kick him in the face.
He can't buy being witty. He can't buy being liked, you know? So
he proved that.
Yeah, exactly. He's showing, you know, his true colors. So he might be able to, you know, make money, but he can't make votes happen for him.
And even then, I mean, you know, he's lost a lot of money. I'm just saying.
Yeah, he's had multiple bankruptcies. Yeah. So, I mean, he's got a lot of money now, so obviously he's better than everybody.
Better than me, definitely.
Yeah,
I mean,
for sure.
I could have told you that
already. Better than
already.
All of us put together.
Yeah,
I mean,
just,
I agree.
You know, yeah, I would have taken the stupid person's way out and apologized, but like, you know, that's not what I meant. I hate Mexicans.
Let me just clarify here.
That's what it says. The teleprompter told me to say that. And then everybody forgets, and you fire a guy, and you're good. But nope, Trump stands behind it. And he'll probably last I checked was maybe like 4 days ago, and he was second in the runnings for like the Republican nomination. Yeah.
I thought they were against him too, like first? Trying to drop him. He got dropped from like NBC. He got dropped
from everyone but the Republican Party.
They dropped him too.
No, they didn't.
Or they're trying to drop him, or they're trying to fire him, and he's not leaving. He's like gripping onto the side of his seat. He's like, I'm not going anywhere.
I mean, he's polling well.
Okay.
So,
well, he's getting dropped left and right from other
everything else.
Yeah.
Like grocery stores and, but at least Paula Deen was like, I'm sorry, but I like black people just to serve me. You're like, okay, but at least she likes us.
That's my heritage. Okay, I like a lot of butter on
with
stuff,
the Confederate flag just, you know, waving right above her plantation.
I like my Negroes in bow ties and tails. Okay.
I like my Negroes and bow ties and tails.
Negroes.
You're like, ooh.
Like, I don't know, does that classify?
You know, it's kind of like getting rid of, you know, with the go away. I know we're deviating, but with the go away of the Confederate flag, it kind of like leads the leeway to like say, hey, old person, that's not okay.
Yeah.
Because before, you know, when I've grown up, everybody's like, I got that racist grandpa, or I got that grandpa that doesn't, and you're just like, oh, grandpa, that's just him, and you just don't take people around him, and you're like, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But nowadays, those old people are getting fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're learning, it's letting everybody know, like, hey, I don't care who you are. Paula Deen.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby. We will lock you up.
Ooh, son. Boy.
Yeah, I brought it there. Took it there. I took it to
old people better recognize.
Heathcliff Huxtable.
They don't know. They're used to just being able to say and believe whatever they want and keep everyone in a nice little bubble to, you know, but now we're not. We burst that bubble. Internet.
Because, I mean, she said a really kind of, you know, burst. Paula Deen's kind of old school, and I think she's on her comeback tour. And I don't hate Paula Deen.
Yeah, she was on a timeout.
She got timeouted real quick.
She got a bigot timeout.
Well, she just needed to know, like, hey, black people don't like being your servants. Like,
Sure they do.
My grandpappy and his heritage. Well,
I'm pretty sure I know what black people like. They talk like a lot about heritage. And they like serving white folk at weddings, okay? Why else would they do it?
Every time I hear the word heritage, it scares me. It's just like instantly like, where are we going with this?
Yeah. Heritage.
Culture.
Mm. That's just an excuse for not thinking for yourself.
Heritage sounds like a mighty fine way to say racist. But it was a heritage. Yeah. Okay.
How come you just got really proud of your heritage now that everyone's talking about black people and this and that? Well, no, I mean, I've always been proud. I just want to bring it out now and wear it on my jacket and say it now because, you know, people are talking about it and I'm an idiot.
Or just not even that. I could fully be behind you telling me, like, oh, these are the reasons why I want the flag up.
Yeah.
But then it's like, as soon as it gets defensive, it goes straight to, like, bigotry and homophobia, and it gets like bad.
It
should just be like, whoa, well, if you don't like it, then fuck you and blah, blah, blah. But no, it goes instantly like, well, it's the nigger lovers who are doing this, and I sound like I'm in like To Kill a Mockingbird and shit. I'm just like, what?
Oh my God.
Anyway, speaking of nigger lovers, we're going to talk about Bill Cosby. Because
he loves him and N-bomb.
Oh, man. But he gave... He gave the Quaaludes to the ladies.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Yeah, here's the thing. We haven't had that in so long. Here's the ting.
This is my segment.
Yeah. Here's the ting.
Here's the ting. It's my little segment.
Can we just make that a new segment?
It's like my 4-second segment, right? Wait, here's the ting. Did he...
There you go. Speak on it.
I just say it slower and louder.
Yeah.
Did he...
Instant
now, passion. Hear me out.
Instant
hear passion. Me out.
Okay, we're hearing you.
Here's
Amen.
The ting.
Preach.
Did he... give them to these women, did he give them to them or did he force them to take them first?
Mm-hmm.
A.
Mm-hmm.
Two, did he do it in order to have sex with them or do it or give it to them in order to have more fun while he had sex with them? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Was it like, well, here's your Quaaludes, we're going to have a good time right now, or here's the Quaaludes,
isn't really being,
I'm going to rape you.
I don't know. I'll say right now, I don't know.
That's the
But thing. That... That's a pretty good ting. That was a pretty good ting.
Thank you. Here's the ting.
You know, while I want to be sensitive to people who are victims of real, you know, rapes
I also want to be sensitive to people who are accused of rape.
Yeah. Well,
because
I mean,
they're accused. It hasn't been proven, has it? Has it been proven?
Well,
because
it's a man issue when you get accused of rape. And then it's like, well, men are strong, but what about the women?
Men are strong.
And just like, well, no, we get accused of rape
if
too.
You get accused,
we don't do shit.
You're a fucking rapist in everyone's eyes.
Exactly.
But, hey.
But anyway,
for some proof, especially when it was 400 years ago.
To Bill Cosby, I'm thinking of it like this. Like when I heard everything come out and I read the documentation, it seemed like it was an era. Again, he was doing it,
it
for
was
a
his
while.
Heritage. It was his heritage. Okay?
I'm not gonna say he should have kept doing it or whatever, but he was from an era where you would take that Studio 54 era, that early Playboy era, that flight attendant era,
Wall Street
that
era.
Crazy era where you just pop some lewds and then you got down.
When they were called lewds and not quaaludes.
Exactly.
Right.
Like nowadays, nobody, like who's taking a quaalude?
Ooh.
Nobody.
New rapper name, Quaaludicrous. Yes.
Quaaludicrous.
Quaaludicrous.
You gotta say it fast. Quaaludicrous.
And you know what? His raps are always slow and like nonsensical, not even rhyming.
And he always gets accused of doing fun stuff. But anyway, I'm just saying, so
Jello.
If he was doing it like, hey baby, Jello pudding and some Quaaludes.
So mashed up in the Jello pudding.
You know, but if he was giving them to these chicks and like using it as a bad thing,
right.
Then hey, that's not right.
Right, because I mean, haven't people given, like back then, that era when Quaaludes were flipping and flying around, wasn't it like, oh, here, let's take Quaaludes?
Yeah, you're at an industry party. That's what everybody's doing. Oh, it's not blow. It's just lewds because it's the fucking 60s.
Exactly.
Hey, Hef's over there doing it. Bing. Yeah. Hey,
give me a Quaalude.
Cool. I want to do it.
Pass me one of those.
You know what I mean? Maybe you want to pass the chick one who was like, hey, you want to get down? Cool. He's Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
I get that bitches probably already want to fuck him.
Yeah, why did, and he's why probably does he
like,
yeah.
I mean, what was he? Stuffing the Quaalude like in a croissant?
Yeah.
Like, hey, go eat
like
this.
If he put it in like a quarter of a hot dog and like threw it up and she ate it, then I get it. You got tricked. You got duped. But you're telling me, and then the
made lead, her do a trick and the then gave lead, it to her?
You're gonna tell me the lead chick in this case is Janice Dickinson.
Janice Dickinson.
Who ain't been right since before we've been born.
Since you know what I mean? Janice Dickinson.
She's like the Donald Trump of models.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like bitches off. And it's just like
that's his running mate.
For that that's his Palin. Janice Dickinson. Trump Dickinson. Oh, God. Sounds like those new jeans that they're
Mars
wearing.
Mars is sounding really good this time of year.
Fuck. But it's just like, it's hard. Like, make me believe it.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Prove to me.
Exactly.
How come I can't say, prove to me that you got, you know, raped?
You absolutely. Because when
I'm not allowed
when
to
that
say
comes
that.
Out, it's like everyone, just wants to console the woman. And listen, I understand that. I'm not saying Bill Cosby didn't do it. Mm. I'm not saying he did it. He didn't rape me. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
I willingly had sex with him.
Word.
So that's my experience.
Him and Michael Jackson.
But both of them.
He's a king of pop. You're not going to suck on his dick. I'm just saying.
Not going to bob on the
just
king
shit,
pop.
Man. Anyway. Shit, man.
I do it for the story alone.
Yeah, right.
I'm not saying he did or didn't. I don't fucking know. But I'm waiting. I'm reserving, you know, what I think.
Like,
until
prove
facts
to me.
Come out.
You're telling me that this man is guilty of some hardcore shit.
Right.
Prove it.
Prove it.
Just I haven't been proved beyond a reasonable doubt. I got some reasonable doubts.
Yeah, this isn't that
That's
movie.
All I'm saying.
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying.
This isn't that movie, The Invention of Lying, you know, where nobody can lie.
Is that like Boyhood?
Or Bend the Truth. I don't know. I haven't seen Boyhood. But I know I brought it up
shit.
Before. All right.
No, I'm just
I
saying.
I brought it up, but...
just saying.
Yes, it is just like Boyhood.
Okay.
In that it's a movie.
Did it really not win any awards? You made me feel pretty bad about not seeing Boyhood. I'm just off of the mic. I mean,
did I really?
I felt bad.
You should feel bad.
It was Chaplin-esque.
No.
Here we go.
Chaplin and little Johnny Depp.
You know, it's just, and I feel like we're going to get, you know, ostracized because, like, if I go around, I'm like, and someone's having a conversation about Bill Cosby, and I'm just like, well, just like everyone else does, well, let's wait until we get all the facts. Mm-hmm. No, I'm the bad guy.
Yeah.
Now I endorse rape.
Right. Exactly. I heard something about some woman who, and this is just hearsay, Neil Kahn told me this. I get all my tabloids and rumors from Neil Kahn.
I mean, he knows what's happening.
He scours TMZ. He scours every kind of outlet like that.
He's our very own insider. Yeah. Like, you guys don't have an insider, you got Neil Kahn.
He's like Paris Hilton, but straight. Perez Hilton,
ish.
Whatever his name is, yeah.
Kind of straight.
Didn't he get the highlights?
You got the frosted...
He didn't get an emoticon. Or what are they called? Emojis. He didn't get one of those, though.
No, he didn't. Yeah, you know you're somebody when you get an emoji.
They just gave him the turban one. That's fucked up, dude.
Now you can change the color. That's you can have a white guy in a turban. You can have a yellow guy in a turban. You can have a
hey,
charcoal black
ISIS
dude
opened it up for everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody wears a turban nowadays.
Go, right? Americans can wear turbans.
Oh, God.
So
okay,
he told me that it's amazing I even remember. I'm getting better at remembering where we went before the tangent.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, it's
only
like
taking you 2 years.
I'm developing. So, well, at least it happened. So he told me that there's some woman who... it had some information about the cause.
Okay.
And, Bill Cosby and his team of people trying to, you know...
Squash it.
Exactly. Mm. Trying to downplay it, but trying to make sure things don't, you know, get too out of control. Like, paid her off because she had some kind of information that would really, like, fuck him over or something.
Well, but isn't that the documentation that they opened up?
I don't know.
Because they're just saying, they're like, oh, he admitted to doing this. He admitted this. But he admitted this in, like, a deposition in, like, 08.
Right.
And it's like, yeah, that's cool and blah, blah, blah. But the fact that, like, it's open, you know, that was a big deal. Because it's like, well, I said that in confidentiality about a case that I believe was settled.
Yeah.
And it's just like, so you're just going to open it up for what reason?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it proves that you did this. Well, it doesn't. at least from what I've seen, because I've heard the line of questioning and just none of it sound like he's like, yeah. Oh, so you purchased Quaaludes? Yeah.
Yeah.
In the 70s, I purchased them.
Yeah. Has he said he gave them, he'd given them to these women, like, to bamboozle them into, or he said that to trick them into having sex with them?
It said in
I heard it was to have
sex.
Lawyer from back then interviewed him, and they said, did you get them so you could have sex with them? And he said yes.
No.
Oh, okay.
I ain't mad at it. That's what they do.
That's a
I need to hear
pretty big matzo ball out there.
I need to hear that he was just like, yeah, well, I mean, I did it, or they wouldn't have had sex with me.
Yeah.
Or like, I don't know.
Got them to have sex with them.
I don't know. There's a lot of iffiness. Well, you know what I mean?
How about like,
is it because you settled a case, now you are hiding something? You know what I mean?
What about those coke whores that only come around and fuck you if you got coke on you?
Word.
Maybe it's like Quaaludes.
Boom. Just saying.
Quaalude whores.
Hey. People thought Kobe raped that chick. But he's, and there's still people who'd be like, Kobe raped that chick. Like the guy they just drafted. Like Larry Nance Jr. Sure, that went over real quick with the old Kobe.
He hashtagged.
With the old Mamba. He was like,
rapist.
Yeah, he was like, oh, it's great that he got off, fucking rapist. And, like, and with the 14th pick. That guy
who calls you a rapist.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh. Yeah. He immediately was like, I'm going to have to talk to that guy.
I don't...
Yeah.
Didn't he, like, apologize and say, that was a typo, I meant, like...
No. And what's even better and why I love... Why I love the Lakers even more is because they just pushed him out there. They're like, Kobe's over there. Yeah, you guys handle this. And then they ran away. Like, the higher-ups were like, yeah, we heard what you said. So did Kobe. There he is. And then Kobe walked up and he was like...
They just put them both in a burlap sack and let them
He was just
out.
Like, you were a kid. Nah, don't fuck with me.
You're a kid.
And then walked away.
I was a rapist. Hey,
everybody grows a little bit.
We all fuck up.
It's like, wow.
I mean, I don't really follow basketball that closely, but I do follow crazy shit like that. I saw that happening. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, that was fun.
Ooh.
Not as fun as old Billy Cos. But, I mean, so I'm not saying he didn't do it negative, but...
No. I mean, that...
Give me a better person than Janice Dickinson. Give me Mrs. Cosby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Miss Cosby was like, oh, these bitches. And I was like, what? Okay. Well, I can't trust them
Is that what Mrs. Cosby said?
What she said. Oh. If no Huxtable is believing it.
Yeah.
I mean, who's been around longer? Huxtables or TMZ? Huxtables.
Here's my thing.
I'm just saying. Who do I believe more? Janice Dickinson or Rudy Huxtable?
Yeah.
Rudy Huxtable.
I'm going Huxtable.
So,
I don't believe Janice Dickinson at all.
For nothing.
I mean...
I don't believe she had a great career.
I don't know if I don't believe... I mean, I just don't believe her as a person. I can't believe her.
No.
But, I mean, if this is true, I don't know.
She's been out there, man. Yeah. As crazy. Like, as crazy. I don't know if her model game was on fleek. So they didn't care. I don't know if she was like the first supermodel, like she says.
Yeah.
But I know that from what I've heard, bitch is spacey.
Yeah.
And if she's the lead in your class action suit against Heathcliff Huxtable MD.
I need more. I mean, if you're rich and famous and you've got a lot of money, Do you need to drug girls to fuck you? I thought that was the whole thing.
I thought that's why we're doing this show.
I'm planning on quaaluding girls up.
I'm just done drugging. Like, we're doing the show so it gets easier.
Yeah. So you can put the quaaludes away and take them yourself.
Done with the ludes.
God damn it. So anyway, so to wrap that segment up, he's innocent.
Maybe Statman can help. I mean, I'm not familiar with the crazy side effects of ludes since they haven't been
having
around.
Having sex with Bill Cosby.
They haven't been around since like
a pretty bad stuff.
Since mescaline and Carlos Santana. I don't know. So I just don't know how bad it is. Now if they're both around. Well, they're around, but they're not like if I go and I'm like, hey man, could I get a little bit of mescaline? They're gonna say, get the fuck out of here, narc, and they're gonna get crazy. Crazy. Now, if you tell me he had
a dose of mescaline,
he was pumping them full of heroin or something, you know, then I get it. I understand.
Right. Yeah.
You know, gave him some of that ice, son.
Right.
Oh, you can't do that. That'll fuck people up.
Did he force these pills on them?
Yes.
Again, I want to see him in a Kong ball with some peanut butter thrown up. And I want somebody to just nod it.
Because, right, well, I mean, yeah. I mean, it sounds like he's pretty much fucked.
He's fucked. Just like, you know, you can't hit bitches in the face. And almost, you can't.
There you go.
You can't offer them a good time either, apparently. So,
let's, yeah, as far as hitting women in the face.
That's always bad. Yeah. No one's ever going to be on your side
for hitting a bitch in the face. What about if someone's coming at you with a knife? You sidestep and you clock her in the face.
Well, I punch I would definitely punch a bitch in the face for doing that. Yeah. But I'm saying no one's going to be on my side about that.
No one would. I would.
Nobody.
I would.
Well, thank you.
Yes, of
thank
course
you.
I would be on your side.
But
yes.
I'm still probably getting some kind of penalty.
Okay.
I guarantee I wouldn't even be taken in.
Like a 3-minute?
They would have shot me real
in
quick.
In the penalty box?
I'm like, boom. Hey, are you some kind of a Heisman player or a football player? No. Kick out, kick out. Done. Yeah.
Do you have people that care about you on a public level? No. But
anyone that needs to hire or fire you publicly? No. You know, I mean, the job I'm at now, I could probably just disappear. They wouldn't even know.
Do you have a Wikipedia page? Answer the question. Do you have a Wikipedia? No. But
done. Self-defense. You
done.
Saw it.
Yep. All right, get the burner out of the car. Put it in his hand. Sprinkle some crack on him, and let's get out of here.
Old school. See, before, people used to be like, oh, that's funny when black people say that kind of stuff.
And now they're realizing,
it's funny because it's been true.
Like, it's even funnier. It's really happening. This is hilarious.
And some things are dead.
Yeah, some things are dead.
Well, like, I don't know.
But,
Buttoms.
So, what about, that chick that got, you want to talk Comic-Con or you want to talk chick getting punched in the face in detail?
Chick got snookied in the face. Let's talk about Comic-Con a little bit. I'm only going to talk about it for a second because you don't care.
I'm going to take a nap.
I'm just going to say that I'm excited.
I do care. I would go.
Yeah.
I would go.
We need to go. Can we go? Can we get press passes and go next year?
We can't go this year. As character. We should do,
cosplay.
Yeah, I would cosplay.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know who I'd be.
I would be
Blanca from Street Fighter.
I would be C Train.
Get some green paint. I'd be
the black guy from Gears of War. That's who I'd be.
Okay. Black Snake.
I don't know what his name is.
I just made that up.
He's funny. He's a funny black guy.
So Snake. Okay. Okay. Gears of War.
Hey, what? He's like very like. Hey, I'm a black guy. Okay. I'm probably from Detroit. Okay. You know, like they talk, like, it can never be like, hey, here's a black character in the game. Hey, what's up? I really care about this mission too. No.
He's like, hey, Detroit.
I play football and a little basketball and I like fat white women. How did that help the story at all? This is Gears of War.
Yeah,
the women are dead.
Like, oh, black people.
They're like, I mean, yes, I only played with that character, but only because, because I would play online and I'd be the other guy and they'd be like, say something. New School Geek 42? I'd be like, he's black! He's playing with this guy! Well.
I knew he was black.
Hey, yo, what up, guys?
I like mayonnaise.
He's a black guy with a white screen name.
He's playing as the whitest character ever.
So, to be that cosplay, you would basically, put like a bandana on? Get a big,
you know what? I might have to shave the beard, so
ooh!
I wouldn't do that.
Can we do that? I saw a picture of you on your LinkedIn with your beard.
Oh yeah, that was pre beard.
Yeah.
When I hopped on the LinkedIn. Yep. I check it once every couple of years. We're good. It's like MySpace, but it stays. It's like
thanks
MySpace,
for recommending
but it stays
me,
there.
By the way, for podcasting.
Oh, did I? Awesome. I think I thought I recognized you for like culinary skill or something.
You probably did. Yeah.
Just like click. I just like click it all. I'm like,
George
Foreman sure.
Grilling some chicken breasts. He's the best. He takes those things off right when they need to.
No, man. You knew how to rock a fucking George Foreman grill.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
I do.
I knew nothing about the George Foreman until it was like, hey, you want a burger? Shh, here. What? Well, I wanted it medium, medium.
Oh, sure.
Oh, well, that's how I made it. Here. What?
Check again.
Oh, my God.
Still cooking in your hand.
I wanted ketchup. You didn't give me ketchup. It's inside of this burger. What?
No, it's still inside the packet. You want to I just stuffed it
but
in
still
there.
The what?
Yeah. I had the one you could change the temperature and stuff and remove the plates. And this was a while ago. It was like really advanced. I mean,
yeah.
I feel like
this was a long
I've been out of the game.
Ago.
I don't know what kind of grills they have now. With like laser.
I don't think they do. I don't think they do grills anymore.
They're done.
They went the way of the ab roller.
They just have like a 3D printer that prints out your food.
Yeah.
For you.
Oh God. When is that gonna just be on the market for normies?
Oh man.
Like
I can't
me.
Wait. I can't wait.
Like if I was a celebrity, I would definitely have that, and I would just be the first one to make a person. Not one that moved or anything, but just like a life-size plastic, whatever that mold.
For the carpooling.
Whatever that mold they use.
Yeah, yeah.
But make a person with a right. with a face.
You can make a Chappie. Or and no, you can make a Ex Machina.
Yeah, make one of those. With no wiener, though. It'd be a woman. Because, I mean, what if you feel like sliding your dick in it? I mean, come on. Let's talk real. Let's be real.
Right. If you made it,
I don't need to make. Need to make a buddy. I got you. We're good. I'm going to make a girl.
Yeah. Exactly.
But what about your wife? I'm going to make a girl. Don't worry about her. We are fine. Whoa.
But Aaron, you printed it out with a penis. Shut up. Don't look at it.
Shut up. He's a woman.
She is Caitlyn, okay?
Just her make a life-size Caitlyn Jenner. So
her name is Tyga's
so
girlfriend.
Was Tyga like kind of like digging Caitlyn? If he's into the, like, oh. I'm not saying that every you know, guy who likes transgendered. Well, no, I'm just saying every guy who likes transgendered people doesn't like every transgendered person. Mm-hmm. Just like every gay guy doesn't like every guy, but I'm sure they're going to like me, so it's weird. I don't know, because I like every girl, so I can't see how, like, every gay guy doesn't want every dude.
Every girl?
Like, I would bang every girl.
Rosie O'Donnell?
I'd bang her. She's Rosie O'Donnell.
Whoopi Goldberg.
She's Whoopi Goldberg. You wouldn't just bang her and just
Janice
be like.
Dickinson?
You wouldn't just bang her and just be like, I just banged Whoopi Goldberg. I get to tell people, hey, that bitch on The View. I'm gonna tell somebody.
Paula Deen.
Sure.
You'd put on a bow tie. Let her down talk.
I'd role play. I'm like, call me. Drop an N bomb on me. Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
You could put the bow tie on her. A little role reversal.
You know, I'll do it up. I will break Paula Deen. And the buttock, man. Don't tempt me. Yeah. Talking all Southern, put some butter on me. What? Come on.
You might change your mind.
Laying on the battle flag. I mean, it sounds good. It sounds like it could work. I'm just saying. You brought it up. You asked me.
I am asking you. Okay. You answered.
There's not a famous person that I would not star bang.
So you only famous people.
I wouldn't bang just.
Would you bang a transgendered guy?
Wait, it went off the rails.
Would you?
I already agreed to say yes, and I didn't know what you were going
to
say.
All I needed to know. Let me call the FBI.
Okay, so go.
A transgender. Probably. That's a better preemptive answer. I know that's the real answer. Now let's get the fake answer.
Okay.
You want to answer?
Yeah, no, I'm going to answer. Okay. What?
All right.
Okay, go.
A transgender that you couldn't tell was transgendered and you were attracted to him before you found out it was a him. You thought it was a shim, a her. And,
I have questions.
Okay.
Is the final result look like a man or a woman?
You're attracted to, so whatever you're attracted to.
I'm attracted to women.
There you go.
Okay.
So it looks
so
like
the
that.
Final result, so it's a man who went to a woman.
Yes.
But I can't tell.
It's a man who...
How am I going to stop it if I can't tell?
It's still a man who's fashioned junk to make it look like a woman's junk.
Okay, so it's post.
Yes. Everything's post. Like, yeah.
So what if I didn't know? How would I can't get mad if I don't know.
Yeah.
So...
Okay, but I mean, then you find out.
I mean, can I still
drop... I forgot what the question was.
Can I still drop a load in her? If I can do that, how am I going to find out?
You'd be dropping a load in him.
Okay, how am I gonna? You tell me how I'm gonna find out.
Because he's gonna tell you afterwards. You know I'm a guy, right?
After
the load just dropped.
You mean I wouldn't notice when his hands were gently caressing my face?
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to tell when those calluses are ripping your fucking beard apart. Oh,
you stick your finger in the mouth like that's like 6 inches of finger, man. The fuck? I mean, I'm all for whatever.
You're
but...
a chick, right?
Yeah. What happened to your voice there? Went high and low. Okay,
this took a vicious right turn.
So I don't get it. You asked me if I would bang her, but I already did. Mm. And so you're asking me what I would do.
I don't really know
after
what I'm asking
I banged
you,
a trans person kind of... who turned into a trans.
You got your answer.
Yeah,
I got my answer. Unfortunately, yes.
Well, what's the answer? What would I do after dropping a load in it?
Yeah, what would you do?
I mean, the same thing. I don't know,
man. Don't even answer.
I just leave.
Don't answer.
Like, what do you do? I already dropped it.
Let's move on. Would you get out your selfie stick and take a selfie?
I wouldn't take a selfie stick, but I would tell like you. There'd be like three people I would tell, and you'd be one of them.
Oh man, so you'd tell me, dude.
No, because I would tell you in the weirdest way possible. It'd be like, so I don't know if you knew this about me, but I fucked a dude. And you'd be like, wait, what? And I'd be like, ha, I got you. And, well, it was a dude, but but his wiener wasn't there. So he tricked me and then told me he was a dude.
So you banged a eunuch.
Like I don't know. Can we, like, hang out? Do they like basketball? They don't stop liking all their dude stuff, right?
I think they probably vary.
I mean,
I think they, you know, just
if
like
you were a dude, changed everything into a woman, that means, like, you know, hand plasty, you have no wiener, the Adam's apple shave, I can drop a load in you, then we can go, like, have a beer, watch the Lakers.
You're starting to make a pretty good case for
I'm
this,
just saying. I'm just saying. That's kind of the shit that best friends do.
Right.
Tan, you know?
Just that, like, I've been meaning to.
I'm just saying,
you
get rid of the junk. You fasten yourself some boobies.
I have done a Silence of the Lambs. I'm just saying, Buffalo Bill talking.
Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me. But I mean, I'm just.
Okay, let's. I
just
don't wanna,
saying.
I don't want to hear this answer anymore.
Well, that's you got it. You got a long answer.
I did. Remind me never to ask you any questions
again. I'm just saying, man.
Would you fuck?
Like the only the,
would you, would
the
you
worst
fuck?
Part about being gay is taken out of the equation for me is fucking dudes. Like, to me, that's the only reason I wouldn't be gay. Because I just can't get over that. Now, you flip it inside and make it a girl pee-pee. I can't say I'm not on board.
Mm-hmm.
But in theory,
okay.
Right?
I mean, you don't have to keep answering if you don't want to. But if you do, you can keep going.
I'm trying to talk myself out of it. And I'm consistently talking myself into it. But you can't have a wiener.
Well,
like, you can't just be a sexy chick with a wiener. Cause then that's my kryptonite.
Yeah,
you got me. I can't do this.
You'd be a Hermie.
You'd be a dude that bought yourself some boobs.
You wouldn't be a chick with a wiener.
Yeah, but if I think you're a chick, then you're a chick, and then you pull out your wiener.
Right, and
you're
like,
a chick with
a
wiener.
Isn't a chick.
I'm not doing that.
Or that's one huge clip.
But if I'm like so, if you go down on it, can you tell that it's just because it's like beef curtains are beef curtains. You know, like...
People might be eating while they're listening to this. We're going to have to send them a check for their meal.
But it's like, do they fashion a clitoris? Do you, like, are you just like, babe, you're not that wet? Like,
this is actually an intervention
okay.
for you. I think you're a little too into trannies.
I've thought about it.
Is that what you were talking about, scrubbing off your computer?
God. Yeah. Yes, I'm just saying. If you are in any way associated with me, it's going to be like the Subway Jared situation. And they're going to come and fucking rape.
That's what I was going to bring up, actually.
Of course you were.
Subway Jared.
Because
but I feel like
I know stuff.
It shouldn't go pedophilia after the tranny. I feel like it's too much of the same.
It's too much. It's too a sexual of, conversation. It went from rape to pedophilia to or rape to trannies to pedophilia.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's the holy trinity of podcasting.
Rape to trannies.
No? Is that not?
I feel like they're going to raid our homes after this one.
I'm just, be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not prepared, it's your fault.
Okay, let's lighten it up just a little.
Okay, fine.
I don't know, by
the
way.
Do I have to be Inspector Gadget and just be there, like, blow up your computer? Like the chief?
You have to
find me in weird spots, like, hey man, just blow up your computer.
you have to melt your hard drive.
You're just opening safe for no reason, and I'm there, hey man. You better burn that shit.
Drinking a cup of coffee in the safe. Is it morning no time?
Boom, ding, ding,
ding. Hey, Statman is
Statman.
Part of the team.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. Okay.
That means,
ooh, ooh.
I love it. Gives the old hootie hoo.
All right.
What up, son?
Hey.
Dude.
We kept you awake with all the tranny and rape talk, huh?
Oh, man.
Would you... So
about enough of that.
How do you? I just don't get how you ask the question. Would you bang a transsexual woman?
Is
and
my
then
section.
Anyway, okay, go.
No, that
sorry.
Question. It
wasn't
went
off
that
the rails.
Question. I forgot the question, and then it turned into a whole thing.
Okay.
That I hope you edit out.
That's what we did.
It's a kind of intervention.
Ludes,
okay, go.
Man.
Okay, ludes.
Fucking ludes, man.
Fucking ludes, bro. Give me some of those ludes.
Are they like girl Viagra?
Technically, it's methaquilone.
Niagara?
Ooh, okay.
Ooh.
What is it?
But the street name is...
Methaquilone.
Meth.
Wow.
It's fucking meth?
But
well,
the
meth.
Brand
Walter
name,
everything.
Like Jacuzzi and Spa,
got
Quaalude
it.
Was the brand that
I like it because it has a lot of A's in it.
Yeah.
It's got like three A's in it. It's weird. It freaks me out.
Triple A shit. The more A's it had, the more quality it was.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. So what it is basically it's a central nervous system depressant.
Best ones.
Yeah.
Which
that's you don't want that to work.
It's a sedative and a hypnotic.
Ooh.
What? So, why did those go out of style?
That's a double whammy. I think it's because
it makes you an X-Man.
It was basically you wanted.
It was used for insomnia or a sedative for like muscle relaxing.
Yeah. So it just knocks you out.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a hypnotic.
Tupac likes
muscle
hypnotic.
Relaxer. So make real drowsy.
Not a fan of muscle relaxers.
Somas or those. Yeah.
So
let me find my muscle.
They say they stopped making them, but they are still being made on like the black market. And they're still being used to this day.
They are.
You can still get them. But yeah, it was popular in the 70s. Hippies, disco club scene.
They loved them pills. Love those hypnotics.
It's almost like Ambien. Like, I can't tell you how many chicks I banged on Ambien, and it gets weird. Yeah. And then you're like, yeah, but we agreed to do it together, but it gets weird and rapey in the middle, and you fall asleep. And then you wake up, and you're like, maybe we shouldn't talk about it. That's probably what
that's when you tell. That's when you told the girls that you were Bill Cosby.
Part of the reasons why they used them for sex was because it was like an aphrodisiac.
Mm-hmm. Boom.
Sexual arousal,
mm-hmm.
if you will.
I will.
although you can take too much, it can be, cause erectile dysfunction.
Ooh.
So
that's
there's
like
a certain amount that you need to take before the,
the Cosby portion.
Yeah.
That's what we call that.
So you take them to fuck and then you can't fuck.
Well,
that's like taking.
But you don't take them to fuck. You take them for that, like, rush of, like. I think the rush comes from like doing drugs and fucking because
yeah,
it's like
because it
have you ever done blow and fucked
and
or like
dizzy.
Oh yeah or drank and fucked
and
you've done that
your
see
heart
how
rate
you like
goes down so you can last longer
mm-hmm.
right
reduced
so,
respiration
sometimes
right.
it turns into whiskey dick
so you do it for, in to have better sex almost right but then if you get
I think it's just different
to
sex.
Last longer.
Those are just good things that happen
sex.
Okay.
But
and
you're just like
you
I like to have sex on these.
Yeah. You said to have better sex. That's like taking Rogaine and it makes your hair fall out, you know?
No, but taking too much.
It also can be like alcohol, too, where it slurs your speech, you get headaches, sensitive to light, you know, like hangover style, you know? But
you think
could
people
also,
raped you?
You could also OD, it can kill you as well.
Oh, boy.
So,
drugs will do that.
So can Pop-Tarts. Because they still haven't gotten rid of the high fructose corn syrup.
But yeah, those are lewds.
Mm. Sorry, I'm mad.
And everything.
What's
cosplay?
How much is a Blanca costume?
I could fashion you into Blanca. You just have to have a wig
basically,
and green paint.
Cosplay is
and electricity.
Is two words.
Can you wield
together,
electricity?
Costume,
done.
Costume play.
Costume play.
And people
like
dress up like their, famous, like their favorite character. Whether it be a video game.
Like Dom from Gears of War. Dom, get down. Dom, go. I can't believe you.
Sorry.
That's my Gears of War voice.
Movie.
Trying to get a gig.
So basically,
Aaron Dennis, idiom talent.
Like a fictional character.
Call my agent, Shane Cormier.
Ooh, you just made up word there.
See?
Just character. Yeah.
What's a character?
Character. It's a favorite character.
Oh! Look at you.
Character.
What's your character?
So,
who's your character?
And that's the Mo-Yo-No.
The Mo-Yo-No. Boom, 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 bing, ding, 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 ding.
Here's my Blanca impression.
Okay. That was horrible. Horrible. I saw minimal electricity, if I saw any at all.
That was vocal only. Oh, I'm not going to waste the electricity when nobody can
I'm just
see
saying, well, then you're not
like that's listening.
You get yeah. A lot of tongue there, but that's okay. That's okay.
There's a lot of tongue in Blanca.
No, he was like,
yeah.
Is that the noise you made?
That's the winning Blanca
there
noise.
There you go.
In case you didn't know. Well, when she got a fireball in like Street Fighter 2 Turbo,
yeah,
I think, or Special Edition, she was my favorite person.
Didn't her feet have like a fireball on it when she was going off quick?
When she kicked, she had the quick kick.
Yeah.
Then she had that that they have, but it was a girl version. You know which one that is? The spinny leg?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, it's spinning
my key. Oh,
yeah, see? Yeah.
The best was when the new one, and then you could do it while you were in the air.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. See, was that special edition? Hyper. Oh, man. That was one of the greatest games, Street Fighter 2. Because they had so many different versions of it, and I was like,
I
could fuck you up on either.
Yeah.
You know, give me the old school. Give me the one with Cammy. Sure, I'll beat Cammy and fuck you up.
T-Hawk.
Give me some T-Hawk in here, big old Indian dude.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, he's T-Hawk. Cammy was Guile's number one.
Okay.
Because he was in the army, so that was like her art. She had like a beret and camouflage on.
Okay.
Fuck yeah, man.
I didn't play that.
That was Super Street Fighter 2.
Is that that one? Do you remember hearing that you could handcuff the game? Was that a rumor around you guys? Yeah. I never saw where like you could be Guile and like handcuff someone to something and then it would like destroy the game or like make the game go down. This was black and tan.
I want to see that happen.
I wanted to see it happen too, but I never did. And I was a Street Fighter 2 savant, meaning like I know nothing but Street Fighter 2. Anyway, well, from
Man, Street Fighter 2.
Black and tan.
Yeah.
Statman, AD, Adrian. Oh, producer Adrian's wife, Jory.
Thanks for watching.
I'm so excited that she was here.
And for a minute. Since we really focused on rape, pedophilia,
art and craft unlimited.
Great time to plug.
You invaded my end segment. Okay.
I was just adding.
I'm adding Statman's website, artandcraftunltd.com.
Like
okay, now talk about your rapey things that you wanted to talk about.
I already did.
Oh, okay, you did.
I just wanted to promise we wouldn't have a full show
an all
based
rape
on
show
that. Yeah.
Next time.
Show.
It's not
the
that
rape hour.
We don't support rape. It's just sometimes you call out rape. There's no good way to spin that. That's you hear me go really high, and then I was waiting to come down with a point. And I think we just lost like seven listeners.
Like,
so what happens when you talk about rape? Lose that sometimes you lose listeners. Okay. But anyway.
Any publicity is good publicity, I guess.
Or it's not.
That black and tan show
well, we love you guys. Thanks for listening. Right. Share. Retweet. Follow us on Periscope after the show all the time. Because we will be doing the after hours. So you know what? You're going to have to throw some hearts on there. Mm-hmm. For us to just say whatever the fuck you need us to say.
Periscope.
Black and tan show. At the Black and Tan Show.
At the Black and Tan Show.
Don't worry, I'll have it on my first part. Love you guys.
Yes. Yeah.